Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, and if there's any mistake, you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and all the usual outlets. And as usual at this time here on Sheffield Live, it's time for Swing Time, presented by myself, John Yule, and my colleague, Michael Coates. And we've worked our way through the crowds outside the Crucible during the early stages of the World Snooker Championship to be with you this afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I hope you can agree with this week's choice of tracks. And for starters, again, we dipped into the brand new album from trumpeter Joe Magnarelli. It's called Decidedly So, which is still doing quite well in the US jazz countdown. I thought it might have made number one this week, but actually it's dropped down a few places, so number one's probably not going to happen now for Joe. With this excellent album, and we heard the title track, written by the trombonist we heard there, Steve Davis, who will be along again later on. And alongside Joe and Steve were Jeremy Manassia on piano, Clovis Nicholas on bass, Rodney Green on drums. And the set was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, March 18th, 2025, which almost certainly is the most featured studio that we ever feature here on Swing Time. Guitarist John Schofield is someone whose playing career has gone down many different avenues over the years. Here's someone I've been trying to feature more on the show over the years as well. Here he is, featured on a date led by the late legendary drummer Roy Haynes, an album called Love Letters, and this was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York on the 23rd and 24th of May 2002. We also hear from Dave Holland on piano, and the bass player I've not got to hand, but I will have a check and tell you who it is after we've listened to the track. The composition is credited as having been written by Benny Goodman and Chick Webb, but it was actually written by Edgar Sampson, who was the alto player in Rex Stewart's band, and it's the old favourite, Stumping at the Savoy. Thank you. stamping at the Savoy, and I can sort out the lineup now. It was David Kolkowski on piano. Dave Holland, of course, was on bass. And, of course, the drummer was Roy Haynes. The guitarist was John Schofield. And as we've just been saying in the studio, I think that was quite a mixture of the traditional and the more contemporary approaches on a tune which doesn't really lead itself to a particularly modern slant. But I think it was in very capable hands there. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and I'm John Yule. One of our classic vocal double plays now, Blossom Dearie, and two tracks from her album My Gentleman Friend, recorded in New York in April and May 1959. Both selections here were composed by Cy Coleman and Caroline Lee in the late 50s. So we're going to hear in order It's Too Good to Talk About Now and You Fascinate Me So. The lineup then, Blossom Dearie on piano and vocals, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Egg Thigpen on drums.
It's I don't know, it's what you call, it's words escape me, oh it's hang it all, it's the kiss that defies every dictionary. Tell you this though, whatever it is, it's very. So darling say, it's understood that when you kiss this way, it's knock on wood, it's do it again, it's the heck with it anyhow. It's the cat's meow and it's too good to talk about now. Whatever it is, it's very. So, darling, say, it's understood that when you kiss this way, it's knock on wood, it's do it again, it's the heck with it anyhow. It's the cat's meow, and it's too good to talk about we, it's wow, it's too good to talk about holy cow, too good to talk about now. It's we, it's wow, it's too good to talk about. Holy cow, it's too good to talk about now. The finish of a novel that I'll finally have to take to bed. You fascinate me so. I feel like Christopher Columbus when I'm near enough to contemplate. sweet geography descending from your eyebrow to your toe. The possibilities are more than I can possibly enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so. So sermonize and preach to me. Make your sanctimonious little speech to me. But oh my darling, you forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder cake that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You fascinate me so. Forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You aggravate me, you irritate me, you me so.
Back to back, two classic vocals from Blossom Dearie. An impressively strong lineup on this next track, full of artists I feature regularly. The leader is the late pianist Harold Mabon. We also hear from on alto Vincent Herring, on tenor Eric Alexander, on trombone Steve Davis, on bass John Webber, and on drums Joe Farnsworth. An all-star lineup for this or any other generation, really. Recorded live at Smoke Jazz Club in New York during January 2018. This was a programme of numbers written or associated with John Coltrane and came out on an album called Mabon Plays Coltrane, which I think came out the following year in 2019. This is a number which was first recorded by John Coltrane in 1957 on his debut solo LP, his first LP as a leader. This then is the lineup led by Harold Mabon, and the track is called Straight Street.
Thank you. We'll be right back. thank you. Thank you. Buen maligato, Gazamas. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate you coming out to hear us.
Okay, that was a live recording, and I'm going to tell you now about more live events, because it's time for the gig guide. We begin at Firth Hall, the University of Sheffield, tomorrow evening for a presentation by the Neil Cowley Trio. It's called Built on Bach. The influence of Johann Sebastian Bach on Cowley's original music is the tagline here, and the lineup is as follows: on piano, Neil Cowley; on drums, Evan Jenkins; on bass, Rex Horan. The doors open at the Firth Hall at the University of Sheffield at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, and the concert begins at 7:30. Meanwhile, you might like to go tomorrow night to the Lescar, where they will be presenting a duo double bill of Sally Doherty on vocals and Paul Kilvington on piano, Paul Kilvington that is, and they'll be presenting a programme of songs from South America. Also on the bill, Kevin Holborough on the trombone and Jamie Taylor on guitar, and they'll be mixing original compositions and American songbook numbers, celebrating dual recordings by the likes of J.J. Johnson and Joe Pass. So that certainly is an evening I think may attract many of our regular listeners. On Thursday evening, the 23rd, the Big Swing at Cabanas is presenting the effervescent singer Tessa Smith and her band the Applejacks, regular attenders at Cabanas. They must be very popular down there, I've no doubt they are. And Sheffield Jazz at Crook Social Club this week is also on Thursday, please note, Thursday the 23rd, and they'll be presenting the Eric Polmberg Quartet. Eric Polmberg on trumpet and flugelhorn, Anton Dromberg on piano, on the bass, Nicholas Wenstorm, and on the drums, Sebastian Vogler. And this is a European, mainly Swedish lineup. A evocative and cinematic jazz is on the agenda here, full of captivating melodies and harmony. So that's the Eric Palmberg Quartet tomorrow night, presented by Sheffield Jazz at Crook Social Club. And just an early heads up for this month's gig from the Keith Peters Big Band. They'll be appearing at the Farm Road Social Club next Tuesday, the 28th, and they'll be presenting a range of titles with the word street in the title. A track now, coming up from the young Los Angeles pianist Collie Haynes' second album, her first for Mac Avenue Records, and this album is called Crime Zone. Connie has worked with producer, teacher, composer, drummer Bill Wysake throughout her career so far, and here are the two of them, along with bass player Edwin Livingstone, recorded at the Stagg Street Studios in Los Angeles in 2018. And this is again one of Bill's own compositions. It's called Extended Stay. We'll be right back. That was Connie Hahn. Big Band Corner now. And what was Maynard Ferguson doing in 1993? Well, this was the period when he led his Big Bop Nouveau band. And these recordings coming up were recorded at the Haneta Jazz Club in Huis-de-Den-Burg in Antwerp province, in Belgium, of course. A concert which became the album Footpath Café, the title track of which we are about to hear. This was actually composed by Maynard Ferguson and a pianist who I've regularly featured on Swing Time, Christian Jacob, who also did the arrangement and who also happens to have been Maynard Ferguson's son-in-law. We also have solos from Doug Beckel on the piano, Mike Scaglione on alto, and as you might pick out, Maynard Ferguson on the trumpet.
We'll be right back.
For technical reasons, we were unable to bring you the announced track then, so we didn't hear Footpath Cafe. We actually heard from the same session, Hit and Run, composed and arranged by saxophonist Dennis DiBlasio, I think I've pronounced it now correctly, and as well as a solo from Maynard Ferguson. We heard also from all four saxophones there in the lineup: Chip McNeil on tenor, Matt Wallace on tenor as well, Glenn Costa on baritone, and Mike Scaglione on the alto, along with solos from Dante Luciani on trombone and Jim White on the drums. And all being well, we're going to stick with this Maynard Ferguson session from the Big Bop Nouveau Band for the last track today, which I don't think we'll quite manage to fit in, but we're going to do our best for you. This is a composition and arrangement by Chip McNeil, and it's called Break the Ice. Plenty of soloists here: Maynard Ferguson, of course, on trumpet, Dante Luciani on trombone, Chip McNeil on tenor, Matt Wallace on tenor, Glenn Costa on baritone, Mike Scaglione again on alto, and Jim White on the drums. And as I say, this will probably be our last track from the first hour. So from me, John Yule, thanks for the invitation. Thank you for listening. And of course, please stay tuned for Michael Coates following on from me.